Today's Mishnah Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, is Perek Vov, Mishnah Gimel, and we continue our further discussions to expand upon the interrelationship of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. Up until now, we've spoken about the different types of sveikas that we have that are included in the overall din of Sofek Tumah versus Rabim. Then in this parak, we discussed the question of whether there were changes in the status of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, and how the changes in status in between affect the psak halacha of the next change in status. That was the first Mishnah. Then we talked about cases in which you have a mixture of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. At least that's the way that the Raiva tried to make everything work out. As I said, it's a little bit strange because we had the first two sveikas over there, which weren't clear how they fit into the entire pattern. And clearly, according to the Rambam, they don't fit into the pattern. They involve some other issue, which was a source of machlokas between various Rishonim, the Rush, Rambam, and those who ask the kashas on the Raiva. And in this Mishnah, we continue to discuss a area which is a Rishus HaYochid, but it's within the Rishus HaRabim, such as a case where you have, let's say, an Ilan. An Ilan is growing in the middle of a place where people walk, and it's definitely a Rishus HaRabim. The thing is that if you climb up that tree, now there aren't too many other people climbing with you. And when you get to the top of the tree, you're really not in what could be called Rishus HaRabim. Again, remember, because we define Rishus HaRabim not in terms of mechitzos, but in terms of the presence of people. So a person climbs to the top, Ola L'Rosho, and in that tree there was Tumah B'tocho. So maybe a sheretz had died on one of the branches, and we know that that sheretz was there, and we do not know whether that person touched it or not. Safik naga, safik lo naga. The din is that even though he got to this place from a Rishus HaRabim, but lemaisa, the safik itself, is chal only in the Rishus HaYochid. So we don't care about the fact that you found the tree and climbed the tree in the Rishus HaRabim. We look at where it is that the safik was nailad, and that is the Rishus HaYochid. The same thing would be true if a guy is walking by a wall, and he's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and there's a wall on the side of the street, and there's a dead sheretz inside that wall. And he puts his hand in the wall. Maybe he wanted to put his wallet in the wall, whatever. Safik naga, safik lo naga. Standing is true over there. I don't care about the fact that he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim because it's irrelevant to the safik. I care about where the safik was nolad. Safik was nolad whether this hand touched this sheretz. And that is purely in a place where people certainly are not walking around in the hole. Remember, we don't count the littles towards Rishus HaRabims. And therefore, in this case, it was a safik in Rishus HaYochid. Now, how about a case where you've got a chanut? And a chanut is, we're calling it tameh, because let's say, okay, it has 2 minutes. Let's say there's a mace in the chanut. The chanut is open to Rishus HaRabim, and people could come into the store, but basically, there's one person at a time, two people at a time, not three people that were always in the store. And now, a guy was walking by the store in the Rishus HaRabim, and he doesn't remember whether he had actually maybe stood at the window and he put his head underneath the entranceway to the store, which would have made him tameh because of the tumas mate. So basically, it was safek nichnas, safek lo nichnas. Ah, then the safek is tahar, because basically we look at the store as being a tumay object in the Rishus HaRabim. So now the question is, did he touch this tumay object in the Rishus HaRabim? So that would be a safek tumay Rishus HaRabim. That's how we view this store. It's not as if he had put his hand into the store and now there was a safek in the store. He's misupik whether he ever was in the store or not. So then that means the safek is standing in this Rishus HaRabim. Were you mit tameh by a tameh object? The fact that this is a black hole That's, we don't talk about you stuck your hand into the black hole. The question is whether you came in contact with the black hole itself. Safek naga, safek lo naga. It would be the same question of maybe it wasn't that the entire store was an object of tuma because it has a mace in it. Maybe it's a specific object. Maybe there is a sheretz, right? And now the question is not whether you entered the store. We don't know if you entered the store. And the truth is, even if you had entered the store, we don't know whether you had come directly to contact with an object in the store or not. But basically, the question is, did you encounter a tame object while you were walking through Rosh Hashanah? And that's our question. And therefore, even that case is considered to be a suffix tuma versus harabim, and the suffix is tahar. Now, suppose you would have two stores. One store was tame, and meaning had, let's say, a mace in it, and the other store was tahar, and you know that you did walk into one of the stores. And in this case, you went into one of the stores, so nichnas l'chad meyam, but you don't know which one you went into. Safek l'tamei nichnas, safek l'tahor nichnas. So now we know that you were in a shosayachid. Oh, so now the question is whether there was tuma in a shosayachid. So then again, you're back to safek l'tamei, because the safek is not about whether you encountered an object of tuma in a shosayachid. The question was, in this Rosh Hashayachid, was it Safek Tameh, or was it Safek Tahar? The din of a Safek Rosh Hasharabim is that it is Tameh. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, says the next Mishnah to itself, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, well, I mean, if you're not sure if you touched the thing, couldn't we view that as a Sveik Sveika? Maybe you went into this store, and maybe you went into the other store. And even if you went into this store, maybe you came into contact with the sheretz that was in the store in that last case, where it's not the whole store was tummy. Maybe you didn't come into the sheretz. So wouldn't that be a sveik sveika? And then you would be tahar? No, continues the next Mishnah. I don't give a hang how many sveikas you want to join up here. Kol shatayachol rabot sveikot v'sveik sveikot. You add as many sveik sveikot. Try to put it into as many different shapes and forms as you wish. It makes no difference. The din of Safek Tumah Brishut HaYachid is not a function of Rov and of Sveik Sveika. It's simply a din that we learn out from Saita. The Safek is Tameh. It doesn't matter how many Sveikot. And, I mean, the next piece is not really meaningful. As many Sveikas you have in Rosh Hashanah is Tahar. Obviously, the more Sveikas you have, the more it should be Safek Tumah Brishut HaYachid is Tahar. So we're just saying it to sort of keep it parallel, you know. So, and as many Sveikot as you get in Rosh Hashanah, it'll always be Tahar. So let's imagine a way in which you would want to add Sveikot, right? So you've got a mavul. So you've got this alleyway, right? And in this alleyway, maybe there's a sheretz. But it's not in the alleyway. It's in a chotzer that opens into this alleyway. And you don't even know if you went in at all. So did I go through the alleyway? Did I go through the chotzer or not? All of these are basically sveikas. Let's add sveikas. Actually, there wasn't a dead sheretz in the chotzer that opened into the mavui. There was a tuma in a house that opened into the chotzer that opened into the mavui. And you don't know whether you went in. And even if you did go in, maybe at the time that you went in, there was tuma there, there was not tuma there. And even if it was there, we're not even sure if it was a shear of tuma to be matami you. I'll figure out anything you want, you know. Is suffic, it was there. And even if it was there, suffic ish bakashiur, suffic ain't bakashiur. And even if it did have a shiur, but we don't know whether the tuma that was there at the time, we don't know whether it had dried out. I'd say it was a sheretz. So maybe it became tahar. By that time, it was pochus from the shear of an adasha, or maybe even if it was, I'm not even sure that I came in touch with it. So this whole thing has got layer after layer of different doubts, and afal pikein sveiko tamei, because it is all in a rishus hayochid. Rabbi Elazar says, now, wait a minute. I agree to that general din, that's true. You put in as one of the cases that you're not even sure if you had walked there, right? So you're saying you went into the Mavo, you don't know if you went into the Chatzar, and if you did, you don't know if you went into the Bias and so on. And you're saying that, therefore, since it starts with the Mavo, you know, Mavo is Rishus HaYochid, it's considered to be a Suffolk Tumah, Rishus HaYochid. I disagree. I'll tell you why I disagree. Because it has to all be based on the din of Sota, right? So what are you going to tell me? In the case of a Sota, remember, what's the case of a Sota? Where the husband said that his wife should not be alone with this guy. But that means that the Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid is where the woman and her putative lover are in the same room. What are you going to tell me? That the din of Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid is if Mr. Lover is in one private room and Mrs. Wife is in the other private room, that that's called the Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid? They never were in the same room. That's ridiculous. So that means that you can't include the question of whether you ever walked into the private space as being a Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid. That's absurd. How would that be learned from Sota? And therefore, the question of whether you walked in, that's not part of Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid. The question of whether if you were, as a given, in the same Rishus, and now it's a question whether the tumah was in the rishus, whether even if it was it the right size? And even if it was, did you actually come in contact with it? Blah, 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 blah. That I agree about. But I absolutely disagree with the idea that if you don't even know if you were there, that we could possibly learn that out from Sota. How could it be? Suffolk to be up cannot be included as one of those fakers. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Suffolk bi'ah, you're not even sure if you went in there in the first place, then it would be tahar. And a Suffolk to maga, that yes, Suffolk maga, would be considered to be tameh because of the chiddush of seita. But we cannot learn out from v'nistra v'initma'ah, how can we learn out a halacha of Suffolk bi'ah? We don't abstract the din of sota. It's a din in the similarity. It's a model. It's not an abstraction. Okay, this is a very important difference. La halacha, of course, and the halacha is like the chachamim. We do abstract the halacha of Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabim. Okay, Rabosai, that was fun.
It was. Rabbi, I have something flawed here. I something scored. I read Rabbi Elazar and I say, oh, Sota is a spatial issue. So therefore, Suffolk bi'ah is tahar, and it doesn't affect at all things, whether you're touched or not, that has nothing to do with Sota. That's totally wrong, and so I am not understanding what Rabbi is saying. I don't understand the explanation.
Once again, the Suffolk tumah, when it comes to the Sota, is only where the items being male, female, were in the same room. If the question would be, did you ever get into the room? We don't see anywhere in Saita that there's an assumption that they've been sleeping together. I don't even know if he walked into the room, right?
And therefore I should make it Tameh, not Tahor.
If they don't sleep
together. Because I have no basis for the Heter.
They're Tahor.
If they...
The problem of Saita is that the Torah calls the sex with the married woman Tumah. And that's how we learn out Tumah from it. But that requires, as you might have learned about when you read about the birds and the bees, it requires them to be in the same area, to say the least.
Right.
Okay, so if I'm not sure that you walked into the same area, how does that fit with Sota's model?
And therefore, a suffix of whether I walked in should be Tumah, not Tahor, because I have no basis for the Heter. I have a deep flaw here. I don't know where the flaw is.
I don't know either. The Kiddush of Saita is the din that we will consider a Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid to be Tameh. And the Torah is saying, you don't know if she slept with him, but Afapikin, you're not allowed to keep her as a wife unless she goes through the Sota thing, right?
Right.
But you're trying to make him Tameh because he walked into this Chotzer that had a Sheretz. So okay. If you can't learn that from Saita, then you're left with a normal suffix, which is star.
Okay.
All right, Rabosa. Anyway, what's bothering you in reality, Rabbanea, is Tosis's problem with the entire sugya, as he explains in Nida at length about the relationship of the suffix Tuma versus a Rabin being tar, and how that comes out of Saita, since it doesn't seem to have anything to do with Saita. That's what's really bothering you. Okay, but
I'm happy to hear it.
go over that Tosfos. All right, Rabotsai, it's been so much fun to be with you today. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha alavai to more days of learning and even tremendous smochas and yeshuas all around us. Kol tov. Besurot tovot.